Hey guys, how you guys doing? This is the first episode of Nerds World Podcast with Lori. The time is now 5:40. Today is Sunday, March 10th, 2019. By now, pretty much everybody has seen Captain Marvel, you know, and all the madness that was surrounding the movie, but most of us have seen the movie, and I'm not going to give away any spoilers or anything, but out of all the Marvel movies that have come out within the last 10 years, this one, 50-50. I can't say it was horrible, but then I can't say it's up there with Civil War, Captain America, you know. So it's like, it's not as bad as Thor, The Dark World, even Guardians of the Galaxy, the second one, but it could have been a whole lot better. And thank goodness for Samuel L. Jackson, because without him, I think this movie probably would have been a lot worse than, you know, because, anyway, but, with all the tralala that was going on about this movie, I think people should go see this movie and make up your own mind if you agree, don't agree. I think the only thing with me was that even though these other characters were mentioned, it was mentioned back in Iron Man 1 with Nick Fury and Tony Stark, those last credits. Not a lot of us are going to remember those last credits. So I think between Iron Man and all the Marvel movies that have come afterwards, somebody should have mentioned Captain Marvel, because a lot of us do not know who this character is. There's a lot of us that do not sit there and read a whole lot of comic books, or you probably haven't read comic books since you was little. And then if you were reading, you probably didn't read hers. And I think a lot of people who read X-Men, she was with, you know, a lot with the X. I didn't read X-Men because I didn't like the X-Men. You know, I was more Daredevil. I was definitely Fantastic Four, Doctor Doom. So X-Men really wasn't my cup of tea. The only reason why, you know, like with Iceman, I knew he was an X-Men, is because I used to watch Spider-Man and Friends, and Iceman was one of his friends. So that's the only reason I said, oh, Iceman's an X-Men. Oh, okay, that's interesting. But I think Marvel could have did a better, as far as introducing us to Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers, in between all the other Marvel movies. Because like I said, if you didn't know who this character was, you're kind of like, who? So, you know, you might have to, like I did, I had to go pick up two comic books, Captain Marvel 1, another Captain Marvel. The one that I had read, I really liked. The second one I had started reading, I didn't like the way that was, the character was written in that one. But in the comic book, she's an interesting, very sarcastic, you know, a little, you know, that dry humor type thing. But in the comic book, she seems to be, you know, an interesting character. Is she like a Wonder Woman? No. You see, with Wonder Woman, remember the problem was with Wonder Woman? Oh, there's not enough advertisement, blah. You don't need advertisement with Wonder Woman. Everybody knows who Wonder Woman is because she is part of the core Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman. Really can't say the same for Captain Marvel, because it's not like you sit there and say Captain America, Iron Man, Spider-Man, Thor. Oh, yeah. Captain Marvel. Not really. But, like I said, there was a few little minor things that I was like, oh, y'all, you guys could have did a little bit better with this movie. Because in the beginning, it is a little confusing. And I wish they kind of had did it. I think they had went backwards with her story. I think if they had gone the way, like, with the Deadpool, where Deadpool starts up with a mess, and then he goes, this is how I got here. I think that might have worked a little better with Captain Marvel. They didn't have to do like a Captain America where you started from the beginning, or like Wonder Woman where you started from the beginning. But I think instead of doing the backwards forwards, you know, I think it would have been a lot easier if we had just started from maybe her, where she was in the beginning of the opening of the movie, and then go back from her childhood back up Air Force to where she was, and then take the story from there. I think it would have been a little bit more easy to follow if it had been done that way. And Goose the Cat, you're going to love this cat. I think that's another character that if it wasn't for Goose the Cat and Nick Fury, yeah, you would have been like, what in the... So, like I said, go see the movie for yourself. Out of 5 stars, I give it a 3.5. And only because I didn't warm up to Captain Marvel or Carol Danvers till towards the last maybe 30 minutes of the movie, because I just could not get into her character. And I know with the not remembering, but she reminded me too much of a fembot. And if you are an old bionic woman, $6 million man, nerd, the fembots was Jamie Summers' nemesis. I mean, and that's kind of how this Captain Marvel persona, the way it was being portrayed, reminded me of a fembot. And I was like, it's like, oh, you got to warm up a little bit if you want to sit there and pull on them coat strings. But other than that, it was a decent movie. Was it like Wonder Woman? No. I didn't sit there and leave with, oh my God, thank God, oh my goodness, we waited so long, we finally got the Wonder Woman we deserve. No. I was like, okay. Now, when Infinity War Endgame comes, somebody's in trouble. And I think this is going to be a good time after that comes out next month for a lot of people that have been complaining, mostly men, that have been complaining about where they look like, you know, Marvel's about to take the franchise, the MCU. It might be a good time to jump off the ship. You got your 10 years. They've given you 10 years. You might not like where they're going to sit there and take Phase 4. So enjoy the 10 years that they gave you. And after Endgame, get off the ship and I guess find something else to sit there and nerd out about, because wherever they're going to be going with the franchise after this, it'll be anybody's guess. You got 3 of the main characters are done as far as their contract. Captain America is done. Thor is done. Iron Man is done. And you already have 2 comic books, Thor and Iron Man, where they have women in that place of that character. So, just be forewarned that the future is going to probably look a whole lot different than the 10 years we just went through. And I'm signing out with the first episode, Lori from Nerds World.